This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A senior official in Austin's housing department has been the subject of a long string of complaints dating back to 2011, according to documents obtained by our reporting partner, the Austin Monitor, through a public information request. The claims involve inappropriate behavior, a hostile work environment, sexual harassment, and retaliation. Joining us to talk about that is Kate Malik with the Austin Monitor. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks for having me on.
So who are we talking about, and what are the complaints?
Most of the complaints focus around Steve Ritchie. He is the director of construction and development for the City of Austin's Neighborhood Housing and Community Development Department. And this department is focused on implementing Austin's affordable housing program. So that was one reason why this story was of particular interest to us, because affordable housing is such a pressing issue in Austin. Steve is the third highest paid employee in the department. And then the complaints also focused on Betsy Spencer, who is the former director of the department. And basically what many of the complaints are saying is that Steve was responsible for sexual harassment in the workplace, and that Betsy Spencer didn't act to effectively stop that sexual harassment.
Can you give me an idea about the nature of some of these complaints?
I mean, a lot of them talk about Steve being quote-unquote touchy type of manager. At some points, people defended him, saying that he was just engaged in horseplay, that he was somebody who tended to hug other people to rub their shoulders. But many of the complainants say that they felt uncomfortable with his behavior, and some of them directly asked him to stop, and some of them felt like there may be retaliation against them if they came forward with their concerns. So, I mean, some of the things that people talked about, especially concerning, were two incidents where he sat on a female employee's lap, also hugging. And in one instance, he pulled back a female employee's hair and tickled her ear. Things like that, that people just said kind of created this pervasive sense of discomfort.
What is Steve Ritchie's response to this? You reached out to him for your story, of course.
We did, yeah. And he didn't respond to us directly, but we did speak to his lawyer. His lawyer, Gary Bledsoe, denied all the charges. And in the complaints, Steve denied all the allegations as well. Bledsoe insisted that Steve was guilty of horseplay, but that this didn't extend to sexual harassment and that none of what he did was sexually motivated. What? We also reached out to Betsy Spencer, and she didn't respond for this story.
Can you give us some background on the relationship between Betsy Spencer and Steve Ritchie and why it's significant?
They worked together for many years before coming to Austin's housing department. We're not sure how many years they worked together in San Antonio, but when Betsy came to head the housing department in 2010, she brought Steve on as a contractor, bringing him up from San Antonio, and then she hired him as a temporary employee in 2011. And then, as I mentioned before, he was fairly high up in the department. He was the third highest paid employee after Betsy herself and the assistant director.
What is the status of this case right now?
Yeah, well, it's certainly ongoing, and I think that more information will be coming out in the coming days. We have a report that was conducted by the Labor Relations Office for the City of Austin that we'll be reporting on. And then, like I mentioned before, there are several investigations, so I know that there is an audit that was also carried out on the department. So the city is certainly taking a lot of action to remedy the situation. And in the coming days, weeks, and months, I think that more will be coming out about the department.
Kate Malik is with our reporting partner, the Austin Monitor, and you can read her story about this at austinmonitor.com. Kate, thank you for your time.
Thank you.